You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A story that's out saying 23% of people are Halloween candy loyalists. What does that mean? It means they always buy the exact same candy every single year to hand out. That is hilarious to me, but that's 1 in 4, so that's a significant number.
What did they do?
I will go with what looks like it has the best, like I like to buy the mixture. I don't want to buy just one kind. I like to buy the mixture and then maybe a bag of one kind and mix it in to like bulk that up, like Reese's or something. But
Nicole picked up a bag of the mixture, and I always frown on that because, you know, I've seen my kids come home for years and myself growing up for years, and you dump out your little Halloween bucket and you have Twix and Reese's and Butterfingers and little Hershey's bars, and there's like, that's all it is. So I like to take Halloween and hand out, you know, maybe little packets of gummy bears or suckers or something that's not your traditional candy that you can pick up standing there at the grocery store at any time. I think Halloween candy needs to be special. You got to put something unique in there. But nope, every year we're handing out the Reese's peanut butter cups. Boring. Boring.
I see what you're saying. I get it.
There's nothing unique when you dump out the buckets. It's the same 5 or 6 candy bars over and over and over. This is your chance. This is your time to shine.
But that's what we like.
Do we?
And who wants a sucker, really?
Kids want suckers.
Are you kidding me?
We're handing out all this candy that adults like. Kids want suckers and, you know, things that are sour.
How many Sour Patch kids really want a sucker? I think it's just because in cartoons, kids have suckers.
I am currently living with 2 children, and they love suckers. And I'm around their friends. I'm going to take a little informal poll today. Who likes suckers? Everybody raise your hand.
Well, maybe they're friends because they all like suckers, and they're all the little clot of weirdos out there. Do you ever think about that?
No.
They're like the
all
weirdo
kids
sucker
love
club.
Suckers.
The WSC, the Weirdo Sucker Club.
No. It's not how it is.
I will say, take a side note from that. When my sibs were here, they came walking in, one of them, and they dumped a big bag on the island. And it was a big bag of Tootsie Pops. You know, those Tootsie Roll Pops or whatever?
Yuck.
And, okay, well, their thing was that they, as a big group, all like those, but they each like a specific flavor.
Okay, so somebody's eating the grape, somebody's eating the cherry.
My sister has to have the orange one. My brother has to have the red one. And I said, well, I like the chocolate. I mean, I haven't had one in 20 years. So I said, I like the chocolate. They're like, oh, no, we all hate those. You can have
That's
all
That's the
of
worst
those.
One, yeah.
It's the best one.
Really? Oh, I've never heard anybody say, hand me a chocolate sucker.
The Tootsie Pop
The Tootsie
or whatever?
Pop, yeah.
Chocolate ones are the best. Anyway, besides that. So here's what we decided to do on this show. Because we saw that people are Halloween candy loyalists. And we wanted to address that by asking you this, with both phone calls and text messages, what are you steadfastly loyal to? We're not talking about candy.
No, take candy out of it.
Anything in your life, and you can take people out of it. We don't want my spouse or my children.
Barf.
No, we don't want that.
Yawn.
We're trying to have some fun here. What are you steadfastly loyal to, almost to the point of being obsessive? Now, off the air yesterday, and we need to talk about this before we take phone calls. 303-691-1MIG, 691-1649. Jeremy said something off the air yesterday that struck me. He said something about people who are steadfastly loyal to kitchen appliance brands.
I never got this, and it always made me laugh. Growing up, and until and to this day, my mom will not buy any kitchen appliances that are not like KitchenAid appliances. And that's all it was growing up. Yeah. Oh, we got to get a KitchenAid. Oh, the oven's out. We got to get a KitchenAid. It was always KitchenAid.
Right.
And she's still that way. And she was also in the camp of everything had to be the same color and the same brand, you know, in the kitchen, which I kind of get the color. Yes, I did. Do get that.
Okay. So when you brought this up yesterday, I had to laugh because I've got ex-friends of mine from many years ago. That we were all over at their house and they were redoing the kitchen and they were having a hell of a time finding, I think it was a dishwasher or something, to replace their dishwasher. And I was like, when we dug a little bit deeper into it, we found out that it's because they couldn't find the right size and color of a specific brand. And we're like, well, just get a different brand. They're like, no. All of the appliances in the kitchen need to be the same brand.
Yes, they all have to match.
So you mean if your refrigerator is a Whirlpool, the dishwasher must be a Whirlpool, and the microwave must be a Whirlpool? And they go, yes, they all have to be the exact same brand.
Because you want the same logo on there.
Yeah, it was not that they had a specific love of that brand. It's just that they already had something of that, and so everything had to be the same.
It's an OCD thing. It's an OCD thing. And listen, I will say we did go through this when, like, I think all of our stuff was LG or Samsung or whatever in the kitchen, and the fridge went out, and you go and you look at the brands and stuff. There are subtle differences in the colors. The whites aren't all the same. The stainless steels aren't all the same.
Oh, for God's sake.
So it would just throw everything off just a little bit.
Oh, throw everything off.
It would.
Are you telling me that some stranger would walk into your kitchen, put their fingers to their chin, and go, wait a minute.
Something's not right here.
There's a slight shading difference between your dishwasher and your refrigerator.
Yes, because even the brushing of the stainless steel, there's a brushed look to that, and it can be different. You have to have a keen eye for this kind of stuff, Dom. People spend thousands of dollars on appliances, so I mean, I kind of get it. You want it all to match.
Appliances don't need to match brands. It doesn't matter.
I'm not steadfast on that. I don't think everything has to match.
Yeah, but I bet in your kitchen they all do match, don't they?
I think they do.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they do.
I think they do, yeah.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What are you steadfastly loyal to? We don't want to deal with candy. Food?
Yeah, okay, maybe if it's good.
Food is my favorite food. We're talking about the unusual stuff that you have a weird obsession of loyalty to.
I'll give you mine when we come back from the break, because I think you're going to think mine's super weird. Yeah. Let me give you one more that I am so incredibly loyal to. Every time I need to put gas in America's pickup, I go to the exact same gas station. I'm extremely loyal to this station because it's location. I like where it's at, so I want to keep them in business. It's clean. If I need to run into the gas station, I feel safe in there. So even if I am on E as I leave work, I will try to coast back to my neck of the woods just so I can get to that gas station and fill up there. I don't fill up anywhere else.
Kind of an obsessive behavior thing more than a loyalty thing. Like, it almost feels like
they have a loyalty rewards program that I like.
Yeah, but you kind of also maybe feel like if I don't gas up there, something bad will happen to me. So.
I kind of do. Like, I feel like I'll get bad gas somewhere because I'm so loyal to this particular gas station.
That might be an obsessive.
I don't know. It's brand loyalty, man.
Maybe. Let's read a couple more here, though, that came in through text message that are hilarious. Destiny, who's out in Bennett, is loyal to Charmin toilet paper only.
That's it.
It must be Charmin.
Enjoy the softness. Is that the one with the dancing bears, the cartoon bears that are always wiping their butts in the forest?
I don't remember. I just remember the Don't Squeeze the Charmin campaigns, which used to be. And then we're starting to hear from a few people about car loyalty, like Danny's talking about how her dad was Toyota, 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 Toyota. So now Danny, who lives out in Aurora, says she can only drive Toyota. She will never drive anything else. And there are a lot of people like, you're that way with Ford.
I will only drive an F-150. I need America's pickup. I need a Ford, man. VWs are rolling in. Dodges are rolling in. Emily says a post office she's strangely loyal to. They're the nicest people, and I'll drive out of my way to go to that post office. All right, sure.
Let's grab a couple calls quickly and see what people have to say. Donna, what are you steadfastly loyal to besides your boys in the morning?
Exactly. I was going to say that, but, you know, I'm sure somebody else will also. So dumb, but Aquaphor, that's the only thing I can put on my lips. If I put anything else, I look like a clown.
You never dabble with Burt's Bees or A&D, anything like that? You dabbled with Burt's Bees, but
my lips went up to my nose. Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you. We always have a tub of that Aquaphor in the house for the kids and stuff. If they get like dry elbows or dry skin, hands, you know, you rub it all over. And
you can put it everywhere, and everybody's like, where do you put it? And I'm like, on my lips.
You really can put it anywhere, can't you?
I know. It's awesome. I love it. And
well, you are well lubricated.
Everywhere.
Well, you are very soft.
I am very
Donna,
soft.
Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a fun day.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks.
Kisses.
Thank you.
By the way, quick note from Brittany who says, quote, I work in oil and gas. It's the same everywhere you go. And I wanted to say that.
Well, the gas, yes, but not the experience at the gas station.
The experience.
The ease of getting in and out of the gas station.
Right. Okay. All right. Danny, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Morning.
Hi.
So what do you got? What are you steadfastly loyal to?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot have anything other than Hidden Valley Ranch. Because off-brand tastes like crap.
It's so true. You don't want to get the store brand. The store brand of ranch is always just a little off. It's a little watery to me.
Yeah, it's gross. Or it's like vinegary. And it's like, oh, I'm going to puke.
Are you just putting your ranch on salads, or what are you putting all that ranch on?
Oh my gosh, like everything. Like I remember when I was younger, I went to like a girls' camp for like my church, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, they gave me like those stupid paper plate awards. They called me the ranch girl because I stuck it on everything, like on my sandwiches. Like I had a ham sandwich, and instead of mayonnaise, I stuck ranch.
Really?
It was really good, yes. And then another thing I would do is I would stick ranch on, like, I would dip my apples in ranch. I know it sounds gross, but it's totally good.
It does sound gross. Did you know you could actually swap out your ranch dressing for conditioner in your shower?
Shut up.
That yeah, I think you should try that.
Try that.
Yeah,
today,
there's all
Danny.
Sorts of articles on that about how you could put ranch in your hair.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
My daughter tried mayonnaise, and her hair was so flipping greasy.
No, you won't get that with Hidden Valley. So next time you're showering, put it in there. Let it sit for 2 or 3 minutes before you rinse it out, and your hair is going to look incredible.
You will send.
Maybe I'll try it.
You will send thank you notes, I'm telling you.
It's a thing. It is a thing. All right. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Think she'll try that?
I hope she does.
Masha says brand loyalty to Apple. I might kind of be that way too.
Me too.
Maybe
Danielle said her brand loyalty lies with her manual can opener. Electric ones are stupid.
I was trying to think if I have anything, like if I have a weird loyalty, steadfast, and the only thing I can think of, I think, is Red Rose Tea.
Oh, yeah, that is. You, like, push that on other people.
Mm-hmm. Because it got pushed on me, and mm-hmm. I loved it. It has to be decaf for me, but Red Rose decaf tea, to the point where when I lived in Colorado, I couldn't find it in stores. I had to buy it online.
Yeah, he'd ordered it.
And now.
He'd always give me one little tea packet every time it came in. He's like, here.
Yeah, and then I was pushing it on you, wasn't
it? You were like, here, try this.
Now I live in a place where it's in a store that's just about 6 minutes from my 7 minutes from my house.
Look at that.
That's all I got is tea.
That's why you moved.
I'm lame. Lame. No, that's not why I moved, but I will tell you it was hilarious. I think Gretchen may have been with me. My reaction when I was first walking through that store, wasn't even looking for it. I just glanced down, and it was like,
they have my tea.
Oh,
started
my
weeping.
God.
Now, were the other ladies from the Red Hat Society there when they saw that, too? When you spotted that?
No, but I rushed over and called them all right away.